I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 14. It goes like this. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus and said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him." For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. For John had said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod. Whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatsoever she would ask. And she, being before instructed of her mother, said, "Give me here John Baptist's head in a charger." And the king was sorry, nevertheless, for the oak's sake, and them that sat with him at meat, he commanded it to be given her. And his head was brought in a charger, and given to the damsel, and she brought it to her mother. And his disciples came and took up the body and buried it, and went and told Jesus. The redemptive purpose of God's coming to earth was revealed under many symbols and figures. One of the most notable was foretold in what happened to John the Baptist. Although John sought no earthly honor, yet he received it, because he was sought out by King Herod, the son of his father, the bloodthirsty king who tried to take the life of our Lord when he was not even 2 years old. Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just and holy man. The worldly crowd fears the godly because they are a constant reproach to their conscience. The ungodly people lack religion in the same way that they lack lions, either dead or behind bars. They fear the righteous, which challenges their conscience. Herod was typical of all worldlings who sin for what they call learned men of the cloth, like Felix called for Paul. They love their passion, their turn of phrases, their abstract wisdom. But as soon as these men begin to make the teachings of Christ personal, they dismiss them at once with the words, "Too intense, too intolerable." Herod, always looking for some new stimulation and excitement, invited the court to hear this thrilling preacher, who was all the rage at the time. And what text did John the Baptist choose? Would he talk about brotherly love without the fatherhood of God, or the great need of economic reform in Galilee? John knew that all of these were important, but he knew that something else was more important still. So he decided to address himself to the conscience. Herod and Herodias had both been married before, she to Herod's brother. It was one of those nasty, festering messes which become commonplace in a nation that is beginning to rot. Herod had been married previously to the daughter of an Arabic king who left him when he began to be involved with Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. If there was one subject that from a worldly point of view that John would have been wise to avoid in that court, it was this situation. But John was bent on pleasing God, not men. He resolved to talk against such lustful living. He was too kind to excuse Herod's sin, too loving to have any thought except to save Herod's soul. John was following our Lord's teaching that marriage was holy and sacred. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. John cut straight into the quick with words that was clear, decisive, and abrupt. pointing his finger at Herod, he says, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." I'm going to end the lesson right here, but tomorrow I will continue on this subject of John the Baptist. If these five-minute lessons have been a blessing to you, send me an email and tell me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you.